welcome to the Muswell Hill Methodist Church podcast. Today, we'll be hearing Reverend Matt's message from our service on Sunday as we look to what it means to be part of God's family. If you'd like to learn more about our church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Or if you're in the area, you'll be very welcome at our church in Muswell Hill. Now, let's hear from the Word of God. Luke 15, verses 8 to 10. The parable of the lost coin. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Matthew 13, verses 44 to 46. The parables of the hidden treasure and the pearl. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it.
Hidden treasures. Let me say again to you that the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. The theme for the Methodist Church this year, which is also our theme here for Muswell Hill, is hidden treasures. And as you opened the box, you could see what? You could see your self, your reflection. It reminds us that we are made in the image of God, that we are God's grand design, and that we are treasure deep within. And it's hidden treasure because we have people in our churches who like to be seen and to do stuff, but whilst we also have people on Back to Church Sunday who are quietly doing the things in the background, praying and maybe making refreshments, doing the pastoral visits, and they're hidden away. But also our hidden treasures is that also we can easily forget people because maybe sometimes we don't know them. And if you don't know them, you're not good. If you don't speak to them, you'll never know them. And so as we look at Back to Church Sunday, all of us are that treasure within. All of us are the hidden treasure. Because all of us who are here are part of God's family, made in God's image. We're all part of God's hidden treasure. All of us are part of God's amazing story. Amen. Hidden treasure, hidden coins. When we moved to the Manx 5 years ago, Helen lost her wedding ring. And she, I don't think she was trying to say anything to me, but she lost it. We looked everywhere and we could not find it. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, this year, 5 years later, we found it in our garage, just on the floor, doing absolutely nothing. Now, I'm getting a bit worried because the puppy got a clap and so did Helen's wedding ring. Not like I'm jealous or anything. But we looked everywhere for this ring. We couldn't find it anywhere. And finally, just out of the blue, we wasn't even looking for it. I just looked and I picked up this ring because we stopped looking for it. But what I didn't tell you was that late, about 2 weeks before that, I went to the jewellery shop to get Helen a brand new wedding ring. And then later, thank you. Thank you. I try as a husband. And then, blow me, 2 weeks later, here it is, we find this wedding ring. We can all lose something, and when we look for it high and low, then sometimes, out of the blue, it appears to us. The parable that Jesus told of the lost coin just shows that our God will go every length to find his children. Everywhere, as you are his treasure, even those who don't go to church and those who have not been for a long time, God doesn't give up. God will keep on looking for you. It's a simple message of what Jesus says of a woman that looks high and low for this coin. God is with you. And I know it's hot today, but if that doesn't make you smile, I don't know what will. Because God, as God knows about all about you, made in his image, God loves you. God will look high and low for you. If you've not been to church before, if you've not been for a long time, if you're church shopping and going round different churches, that's fine too. But actually, God loves you. And God loves the people out there too, in God's field out there. That's God's field. That's God's place of worship. And if we don't go out and help them to find the people, how can we expect the people to come and be part of the treasure within? We've got to go to where the people are. There's lots of treasure out there. Lots of treasure out there where society put labels on people. But we are the ones who can actually say, come, you are truly welcome. Whoever you are, whatever you've done, where you're from, what you believe, all a part of God's inclusive love. And when we can do that, I'm sure that more people will come and join our treasure. So look around you now. Look at all the people, people that you've not seen before. And I bet you during coffee, it is so tempting to go up and to talk to somebody who you already know. But we are all part of that treasure within. Speak to Eric after the service. He's so quiet. He doesn't say much afterwards. Speak to Eric afterwards. But come within, because we're all part of God's family. And as the call to worship says, we're not just once a week people, but we want to be here at Muswell Hill, that we want to say back to church, but come every week, because every one of you are part of God's amazing love. You are God's treasure. And let's not put labels on people, but let's just say that you are a dear brother and a dear sister in Christ. Amen. Amen. Hidden treasures, lost coins, and here Paul is writing to a church in Corinth that wasn't getting on. I'm so glad that we don't have churches that have any problems, aren't you? And there's no conflict in our churches. And Paul writes about reconciliation. Together is the ministry of reconciliation. And that is all of us. For Paul says, for anyone who is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. I'm excited that the new is here and that you are part of this journey together. As those hidden treasures, as we join other people in the field, that the old is gone, sorry about that, and the new is here. And this is an opportunity for us as a church, for the sake of the kingdom, to know more and people to come together to know the love of God. I'm excited that in the next all-age worship we have, that we have a baptism. Actually, the next time I'm here for communion, we have a baptism. I'm excited that there's people in this congregation who want to be baptized. I'm excited that there's adults who want to be confirmed. These are exciting times, friends, for the life of this church. And it's you that is part of it. And yes, sometimes it's tempting to look at the plan and go, who's preaching next week? Don't do it for me. But actually, we're not going to be just once a month people. But we want to be a church that people, where they come together and be part of that worship together. For the old has gone and the new is here. And we rejoice that all of us here can come and we can worship God. Hidden treasures, God's design, made in God's image. And out there are plenty more treasure to find if we go out there and we find the people. So let's come and celebrate and remember the old has gone, for the new has come. Amen.
We're so pleased that you were able to join us to share in God's word today. Feel free to follow our podcast on Spotify or Apple Music so that you can hear our midweek meditations and our special interviews, as well as our next weekly Sunday sermon. Until next time, God bless you.